here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on this Monday, April the 8th. We're not talking basketball here on this show. We talk soccer and only soccer. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us. The 2013 outdoor season begins this weekend for the Rhinos and the Flash. We'll give you a preview of opening day in this evening show. In just a moment, we'll be joined by one of the new members of the Flash. She scored the match-winning goal against North Carolina, the defending NCAA champs yesterday. Australian international Samantha Kara will be joining us in just a second. At the top of the hour, happy to welcome back Rhinos captain Troy Roberts. Rhinos in Florida this weekend for two matches against Tampa Bay and the regular season champs of last year, the Orlando City Lions. Dick Howard will be on to talk about today's Manchester and Eternal City Rome derbies, and of course the week's Champions League matches, the big second legs coming up during the week. And Michael Lewis will be on from New York to give us the latest on U.S. soccer, including a preview of tomorrow U.S.-Holland matches. Abby Wambach continues her goal of getting to breaking Mia Hamm's record. She's just three from tying and four from getting the record. So here's Joe Sirianni. And Joe, I know you have a lot to talk about.
This is Joe Sirianni, and this is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And enjoying being here with you, Andrew, and enjoying, you know, not too much the weather today, but I am so anxious seeing the grass a little bit greener and the playing field. I enjoyed the game a little bit yesterday, and I'm looking forward to many good games at in Rochester Sullivan Stadium. So I urge you, all of you who are on the limb, buy your season tickets, and for the Rhinos and for the Flash, because this is going to be an extraordinary year.
And you can call one number, 454-KICK. You can get your Flash tickets and your Rhinos tickets from the Rhinos front office, and they do a fantastic job. But speaking of the Flash, it was a great match yesterday between the Flash and North Carolina Tar Heels. Flash went behind 1-0 but came back with two goals in the last 10 minutes, and our guest had a hand or a foot in both goals. We're joined now from Australia. She's a member of the Matildas, the Australian women's national team. Samantha Kerr joins us, and her appearance is brought to you by the Flash. Flash kick off their season this Sunday, 6 p.m. at Sky Blue FC. The home opener is Saturday, the 27th of April, against Sydney LaRue. I can't wait to see her play in person. And the Boston Breakers, 7:35 kickoff. Again, 454-KICK or WNYFlash.com for tickets. Samantha, good evening, and welcome to Rochester, Western New York, and to our show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And Joe, the host of the show, Joe Sirianni, has a special bond with you because he has family in Australia. So,
and I took the long trip over there. So if they call you, Samantha, to go back to play for the national team, and then you got to come back, my God, it's a long trip. So, but welcome to summer in Rochester. Not yet arrived, of course. And you just left. You just left summer in Australia.
Yeah,
so what do you think so far of our weather?
Well, when I first got here, it was snowing, and I hadn't seen snow, so that was exciting. But, now I'm expecting a bit of sunshine. It's been raining today, which is a bit disappointing, but I heard the sunshine's coming.
Now, Samantha, you've never played in the United States, unlike most of the players in the NWSL. How's the transition been for you coming from your native Australia to play here in the U.S.?
It's obviously been a bit different with, I don't know, I think the game over here is everyone's a bit fitter and quicker, but it's a lot more technical in Australia, where we try to be a lot more technical. But, I thought it would be a lot harder, but it's actually been quite good and I'm really enjoying it. Actually, I think it suits my style of play.
While I was in Australia, I learned one word that you reckon that everything's going to be good for you in Western New York, and how do you like Buffalo so far?
Yeah, I've been to only two other places in America, and I'm not a big city girl, so I'm enjoying it. I think it's nice, and I still haven't got around to seeing everywhere, but I'm sure I will. But yeah, I like it at the moment. It's nice.
Are you going to be traveling all over the United States this summer with the Flash, going to many of the big cities, including just outside the Big Apple this coming weekend as you guys take on Sky Blue? Certainly one of the longest running teams in women's soccer. They've been in many different leagues, have been around for at least 7-8 years now, so they're well experienced, and I'm sure it's going to be a great match. I'm sure the team is ready to get on the field against NWSL competition on Sunday.
Yeah, well, we've been in preseason for a while now, so after the game yesterday, the girls are a bit excited that preseason is over and we're into regular season now, so I think everyone's just excited to cut down the training a bit and really get into the serious games and the things that really matter and what we've been training for all this time.
We're with Samantha Kerr from the Western New York Flash, member of the Australian Women's National Team. Go ahead, Joe.
Samantha, just a little bit comment on the game yesterday. How did you see the game? And there seems to be a little struggle in midfield for you to get the service that you need. How did you see the game?
I think it was a bit of a shock to us. We went out there knowing that that'd be tough, but we hadn't played on that field. It was all very new to us. That was the first time, really, we'd played outside the whole season. We've been together because we've been training indoors. So I think the first half we went out there and we were a bit shaky and things didn't go as planned, but I think we stuck to our game plan and things went better in the second half. And even when we went 1-0 down, we still didn't panic. We tried to play our own game and I think it paid off. Well, it did pay off. So we were happy to get the win, but obviously not too happy with the performance, but we'll take it.
And you did tremendous in the last 10 minutes. You scored the match-winning goal and a nice through ball from Angel Salem. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Veronica Perez had the assist. And they've been playing an offside trap, North Carolina, the whole game, and you guys had plenty of offsides, but you finally broke the trap with your goal, and then you set up Adriana for a golazo from about 25 yards out that really got the crowd excited. Both goals were excellent goals.
Yeah, well, we were a bit unlucky with the offside all day, but we won't comment on that. But, it was an awesome goal by Adriana. I loved it. Even watching it from the field was amazing. So I can imagine what it was like from the stands. It looked awesome.
Well, one other question that we're going to ask you. Do you like Italian food?
Do I like the food here?
No, Italian food, I mean.
Italian food. I love Italian food.
Well, I tell you, you got to be prepared because on the 22nd, there's going to be a welcome home dinner for you guys at the Italian American Sports Club, and we serve the best food right there. No, because I'm a member of their club, so that's why.
I'm a member too. Yeah. That'll come.
We bought members of the club, get prepared that you're gonna enjoy the whole night, and there's gonna be so many people waiting for you, and the place has been sold out, so we're probably gonna have about a couple hundred people there.
I love Italian food, so I can't wait.
Well, this is one of the things with our city, Samantha, is that we're a soccer city. The Rochester Lancers of the old North American Soccer League were founded. That team was founded at the Italian American Sport Club in the mid-60s. And this has always been a hotbed for soccer, and the fans are very knowledgeable and they're very supportive of their team. So you'll see that on the Monday. And I think you're going to be a big fan. favorite, especially for the teenage girls who play, because you're still a teenager yourself at 19 years old. And you know, for people who didn't know, and I looked this up, Samantha got her first cap for Australia at age 15 against Italy, and of course played in the World Cup. Tell us about that experience, Samantha, about playing in Germany in 2011.
It was awesome. It was just amazing to be picked in the team and to play against some of the best players in the world, like Marta and Cristiani. It was amazing. It was actually a lot to take in at the time, and I didn't realize how amazing and to play at such a young age and experience those things until even a few months after the World Cup. I kind of was just going on adrenaline, and then when I got home, I had had time to relax and think about it, and still now it blows my mind that I've already been to the World Cup. But it was an amazing experience, and to know that I could go to another one really makes me want to work hard again, because it's the best experience I've ever had in my life.
Well, Joe, I know you and I are both looking forward to the start of the season, and we like what we see so far.
That's what, you know, not only what we saw so far, but what we're going to see in the future with the place being, you know, being the draw that they are capable of bringing to the stadium, and, you know, the caliber of soccer that they're going to play against the national team players that have represented the United States and other countries. So we're very lucky, and we can only say, Samantha, that we love having you in Rochester, and we look forward to seeing you soon at the sports club, but good luck.
Thank you so much, Samantha, for being on the show. And again, all the best to the team this weekend. We'll be watching on some form of media. We don't know where it's going to be streamed yet, but that information I think will come out this week. But we'll certainly be watching it. The Rhinos are actually playing at the same time, so we'll have to have two computers going, one to watch the Rhinos and one to watch the Flash on Sunday. So it should be a fun night. I'm sure my wife's looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you for that.
Thanks a lot, Sam. We'll see you very soon. The home opener on the 27th and the dinner on the 22nd. Thanks so much.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Samantha Kerr here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, 19 years old, that kind of experience. Wow.
I was going to ask her if her mother's traveling with her.
Well, we'll find out in a couple weeks. We'll be broadcasting live from the dinner on the 22nd.
19 is very young.
Yes, it is. Coming up next, we'll be speaking with Dick Howard up in Toronto. We'll get the international report, the Manchester and Rome derbies today. We'll talk about those on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM at 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Bill Nojay. You're listening to Soccer. It's a Kick in the Grass.
He watched and waited till his billy boiled. He'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash kick off the inaugural NWSL season this Sunday at 6 p.m. on the road against Sky Blue FC, led by U.S. national team captain Christine Rampone. Information on live streaming of this match will be available this week at the Flash website, WNYFlash.com. The Flash will play their first home match on Saturday, April 27th at 7:35 p.m. against the Boston Breakers, featuring U.S. national team forwards Heather O'Reilly and Sydney LaRue. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 season tickets and flex packs to ensure you have the best seats in the house at Salem Stadium to see the Flash compete for their fourth straight title. Flash tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street in Rochester through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooge, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos kick off the 2013 USL Pro season with a pair of matches this weekend in Florida. The Rhinos face VSI Tampa Bay Flames on Saturday at 7:30 and the 2012 USL Pro regular season champion Orlando City Lions on Sunday at 6. Both matches can be seen online at uslnation.com. The Rhinos home opener is Saturday, May 4th at 7 p.m. against the Harrisburg City Islanders. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the MVP Healthcare box office in Salem Stadium at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Common in Pittsford. Number to call is 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. You have to visit Michelle this week because our good friend Top Notch Tony is off in the beautiful Hawaiian Islands following Joe and myself. We were there before him. So I hope he's listening to the show. You can always hear it anywhere in the world on WISL1040.com on your devices. There's an app for listening to the show online, and hopefully Tony's listening, and we wish him very well.
Or at soccerkickinthegrass.com.
That's right. You can get it there as well. Good evening, Dick. How are things up in Toronto?
Good. Lovely day today. Good soccer weather this afternoon, Andrew.
Yes, and two huge matches today. I want to defer England for a moment because there's actually news that came out of the Eternal City Derby between Roma and Lazio. It's sort of not good news. There were two fans that were stabbed and an ambulance was attacked in clashes ahead of the match. And even the Rome mayor, Gianni Alemanno, made appeals for calm before the match. I mean, it's one of the most intense rivalries in the world of soccer, and you hate to see things like that. And the match ended in a 1-1 draw, but I think that was maybe the secondary story to the violence.
It's certainly something that takes away from what is a traditional rivalry and has been over the years, the Derby della Capitale, between the two teams in Rome. But you hate to see this, and we've talked about it before, haven't we, that why is it that fans are taking weapons to a game? You know, you go to a soccer game with noisemakers and things of that nature, but not certainly with knives to get into confrontations. But there have been incidents in the past, and the Olympico obviously was not a place to be today with this kind of intensity and the ultras sort of taking over. It really disappoints me, wherever it may be in the world, that you get people going to games and they're not there to support their team. They're just out there to cause problems.
Dick, do you think that you know, the management of both teams with the rivalry that exists, and you know the ownership and the players that come out and talk about the rivalry, and they talk about you know what they're gonna do and what they think. Do you think that they're motivate those people that are so aficionado?
Yeah, the ultras are the extreme fans. I don't know which group it is in the Curva Sud, but I was in Rome in the Olimpico a few years ago, saw AC Milan playing against Roma, and I heard about the ultras that are in one section of the stadium, and obviously when they're playing against their city rivals and you share the stadium, then these kinds of things happen. But you would like to think, Joe, that the management would stress to the fans that just control yourself. But we've seen this, and we've seen some great rivalries around the world over the years. You hate to hear incidents like this happening, because you know that will get into the papers.
Yeah, but the other caveat is that the organization, they're going to be fined by the league, and they're going to end up playing with the door closed, fence allowed, and all that kind of thing. So people that they do those crazy things, they should think about the consequence of their act. And certainly, there's been people that have been jailed for that.
Mm-hmm.
It
has changed. I think the fact that stadia are a lot better constructed now. There are the controls, the security issues, and certainly when you get into incidents like this, you wonder, well, were they adequate? Because of the detection, that usually there's a search when you go into the stadium, and I don't know whether it's happened inside or outside the stadium.
No, this occurred outside.
Yeah.
There was a confrontation outside of the field, not inside of the field.
Yeah.
So
right, it happened before the game. So and the result
and
didn't help either
to
team.
Control that.
Yeah, the result didn't help either team either, because a draw really hurts both of them as they're trying to get into a potential Champions League spot, just push them further behind AC Milan, who hold the number 3 position right now in Serie A.
Well, Joe's happy anyway, Juventus
is top
of the league, but still a win is a win, Joe, right, with regards to the 2-0 win over Pescara?
That's for sure. I mean, a win is a win, and the reality of the thing, that Pescara didn't play that bad. They had their hands full.
Mm-hmm.
No, Juventus had their hands full. I think that regardless of who you play, as long as you're the team to beat, everybody adrenaline is a little bit flowing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everybody wants to beat the Capolista.
That's right. And the other game today, of course, the Manchester Derby, which could have pretty much sealed up the EPL, but it has not happened. Manchester City, for the first time in 41 years, won back-to-back games at Old Trafford, winning 2-1. Sergio Aguero with the winning goal in the 78th minute. Actually, Man City scored 3 goals. Unfortunately, one of them went into their own net. Vincent Kompany did that in the 59th. Ninth minute, but Mancini's not giving up. The lead is down to 12, and stranger things have happened.
No, it's great substitution. Sergio Aguero coming in, and a tremendous goal. Holding off the 3 defenders and just giving De Gea no chance with a shot into the top of the net. But it was a moment of magic there, a golazo by Aguero, and also Milner's goal was a tremendous strike as well. So City, 2 good goals. The free kick that was put in by Kompany was unfortunate, but it was a close game. I thought it would finish in a tie, but Man City just had that little bit extra at the end, and full credit to them. They got bragging rights for a little while, although, of course, Man U should not and will not slip up in their quest for the title.
Dick, switching gears a little bit to talking about Bayern Munich, and the performance of Buffon, seeing you're the goalie. I would never expect that from Buffon.
Tell the fans what happened, Joe.
Actually what happened that in the first few minutes, Buffon got caught out of position, and there was this shot from 40 yards that went into
slight
the
deflection.
Goal.
Yeah. Slight deflection, but still, no, he was not ready for that, and really looked bad in giving up a goal of that nature, especially you know, in the first minute of the game. Geez, that's
exactly. It really set the tone for the. It set the tone for the whole match. I mean, Juve was playing from behind. I think they would have been happy with a 1-0 loss, but Bayern tacked on a second goal, so it's 2-0, and they go back to Turin for the match tomorrow. It's going to be on at 2:45. Actually, it's Wednesday. Check that. 2:45. You can watch it locally on MSG Plus, one of the Fox channels. And they're showing Barcelona and PSG and the Fox Soccer channel as the main match, but... It's going to be tough, I think. Juve needs,
if they can get an early goal, you know, and it's you know, 1-0, then who knows? But Bayern are certainly on a high. You know, they clinched the Bundesliga, you know, with their win at the weekend. They're playing with so much confidence. And don't give up too many goals. You know, they've got a tremendous shutout string going. So it's not going to be easy for the Bianconero. But who knows, Joe? Stranger things have happened. And as I say, an early goal... would
change the whole thing. But you know, there is a lot of things have been said about Bayern Munich, that they won, I don't know, about 20 points ahead. What does it really tell you about the rest of the team over there, that you know, that they are 20 point, whatever the spread is?
It's a,
you know, what does it tell you about the rest of the league? Are they so much better? Are they the Cosmo of Germany?
Yeah. No, I think you've got, and unlike, you know, some of the leagues in Europe where you really only have three or four teams, in Germany, I think it's just the fact that the Bayern have just been so consistent and superb this season. You know, Borussia Dortmund was the team in previous years, and they certainly on their day can give Bayern a run for their money. But at the moment, Bayern have just been so efficient. Just like a Mercedes car, just so good. Getting the results and playing with so much confidence and composure. And they've got a good blend of youth and experience. And, of course, Pepe Guardiola is coming into this situation next year. So high expectations, of course, with the new manager.
Well, Juve needs a shutout for sure. They can't allow a goal, or they're going to be forced to score four goals, which will be very difficult against any team, let alone Bayern Munich. But you mentioned about the other match on Wednesday is going to be Paris Saint-Germain going to Barcelona. That one's 2-2, and PSG needs a win. They need some Beckham magic, I think, in the Camp Nou to secure a victory.
I knew you were going to bring Beckham.
Hey, you got to mention Beckham. Come on. How long has it been since I've mentioned Beckham?
Last week.
But really, the only tie that is really up for grabs, I think, is the Borussia Dortmund. You mentioned them earlier against really the Cinderella team, Malaga out of Spain, and they are. Level at nil, so if Malaga can get an away goal, they could be the real surprise into the semifinals. We could have three Spanish teams in the semifinals this year because Real Madrid looks almost unstoppable against Galatasaray. They're going to need a miracle, the Turks, to get past Real Madrid at this point.
I think that it's been magnificent what Malaga have done, given the financial problems, you know, off the field, and they've had to release so many good players. But I think it's a credit to Manuel Pellegrini, the Chilean, has done an outstanding job coaching this team. And he's up against another coach who I have a great deal of admiration for, in Jurgen Klopp, for Borussia Dortmund. So two well-coached teams. It could well be another close game, and it could even go into extra time PKs because, as I say, Malaga, really, the goalkeeper, I think, has been superb in that first game. And it will be one to watch, especially given the intimidating environment in Dortmund. You know, their fans are just incredible. It would be a great win if Malaga can do it. You would say not, but...
Well, all they need is a 1-1 draw.
It's going to be a close game.
The other thing about, you know, the women national team, the Canadian team just came back from a European tour, and 2-1. They won two games and lost one, I think. And tell us about it a little bit.
Yeah, they tied France in a game last week. And then the weekend they lost 1-0 to England. And it was good because it enabled John Herdman to try out some new players. And, of course, all leading up to the big game on June 2nd, Andrew, you've got one penciled in Toronto.
June 2nd, yeah. We've all got a pencil in. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be something special. But we got to mention also that coming up is the FA Cup semifinals are coming up, and there'll be one on Saturday at Wembley, Millwall against Wigan, and then the big one on Sunday, Chelsea and Manchester City. Oh boy, that's going to be quite a match. I'm looking forward to seeing that one. It's on the line. One result, if it goes to extra time, it could go extra time and penalties right there at Wembley.
It's incredible, isn't it? You've got the haves and the have-nots. You know, you've got Millwall, sort of a middle-of-the-table team from the Championship, and Wigan, who are battling to stave off relegation, and two of the top teams in the country matched up against one another. So it really will be a close game, but who knows with Chelsea? You know, they, on their day, have you seen, Andrew, they can beat anybody. And Manchester City, we saw today what they can do.
So I'm still hoping for a Chelsea-Millwall final. Because if people don't know, Millwall is in London. It's one of the most intimidating places to play in all of England. But they'll be playing at Wembley, of course, the final. So I would love to see a London derby in the final. That's just me, of course.
Well, it's either north of England, isn't it? You know, you've got the Wigan and Manchester City, or southern. So we'll see how it transpires. But it would be great for a team like Millwall to get through to the final. But Wigan have shown that they can play some really good football, and they're at the bottom of the standings and battling against relegation, but they on occasion have done exceptionally well, and they showed at the weekend they've got that intestinal fortitude, that remarkable game against QPR, and QPR sort of cruising along 1-0, very important victory for them if they get the 3 points, and Wigan sneak it with a fabulous free kick late in the game.
Yep,
just
it's
fantastic.
It's going to be a great week of soccer, as it usually is this time of year. So
it is great, and of course with you know, the Rhinos and the Flash, it's all shaping up to lots of soccer to talk about, guys.
Yep. Dick, thanks so much for being on the show as always. Great win, great result from Toronto, coming back for a tie late in the match. So
yep, it was good.
Hope La Vecca Signora does a miracle.
Yeah, you never know.
They will win 2-0 and go into extra time and see what happens. Dick, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks
a lot. Okay, guys. Always a pleasure. Ciao.
Bye-bye. Ciao. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Coming up next, we're joined by Rhinos captain Troy Roberts here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. And we wish our deepest condolences to the families of Baroness Margaret Thatcher and the late Annette Funicello, our paisan, who was born in Utica, New York.
Yeah, well, the big losses on both sides.
We'll be right back.
Soccer Sam, you're listening to Soccer's Kicking the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL.
Rochester's home for America's Morning Show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team during this past regular season. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance this season. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. The Lancers will be back for more exciting indoor soccer action this coming fall.
Our family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
The Western New York Flash kick off the inaugural NWSL season this Sunday at 6 p.m. on the road against Sky Blue FC, led by U.S. National Team Captain Christine Rampone. Information on live streaming of this match will be available this week at the Flash website, WNYFlash.com. The Flash will play their first home match on Saturday, April 27th at 7:35 p.m. against the Boston Breakers, featuring U.S. National Team forwards Heather O'Reilly and Sydney LaRue. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 season tickets and flex packs to ensure you will have the best seats in the house at Salem Stadium to see the Flash compete for their fourth straight title. Flash tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street in Rochester through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos kick off the 2013 USL Pro season with a pair of matches this weekend in Florida. The Rhinos face VSI Tampa Bay Flames on Saturday at 7:30 and the 2012 USL Pro regular season champion Orlando City Lions on Sunday at 6. Both matches can be seen online at uslnation.com. The Rhinos home opener is Saturday, May 4th at 7 p.m. against the Harrisburg City Islanders. Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the MVP Healthcare box office in Salem Stadium at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM at 1040 a.m.
Welcome back to Soccer is Kicking the Grass. Andrew Batista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. We'll hear from Michael Lewis in our final segment and talk about U.S. soccer. But right now, we're talking Rhino soccer. And, of course, if you want to meet the Rhinos, it's Wednesday, April 24th at the Italian American Sport Club, the home opener kickoff dinner. Call 889-4840. Speak to Bernie Iacovangelo or Jordan Steffen at the Rhinos office, 454-KICK, to get your tickets. Seating is limited. You have the best meal you've ever had, especially if you went to the Flash dinner 2 days earlier. You have two meals from the Italian American Sport Club.
Exactly, and that's the best food in town. And we got to thank Bernie Iacovangelo because he's the guy that make everything go.
And so, gentleman who's experienced many Rhinos kickoff dinners, the captain of the team, Troy Roberts, joins us. Troy's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The team plays their first match of the year against FVSI Tampa Bay on Saturday at 7:30, and then goes to defending regular season champion Orlando on Sunday at 6. The home opener is May 4th, 7 p.m. against Harrisburg, 454-KICK for your tickets. Troy, thanks for being with us. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. It was good to be back.
So you can vouch for how good those dinners are at the sport club, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Those dinners, I wouldn't miss them. They're definitely top of the line.
That's right. Just this is Joe Sirianni. The season is almost here. The home, the opener. It's just a couple of days away. I guess. What do you think? Is the team ready?
Well, we've had 3 weeks of good training so far in the preseason, and I had 4 matches. We probably would have liked to get a couple more in, but we worked with what we have. But as far as the team, we have good group, and I'm excited for the season to start on in Tampa.
A lot of new players this year. We got some youngsters from the New England Revolution, who of course the Rhinos are now affiliated with the Revs. How is it bringing the team together chemistry-wise, especially with you as captain? How are you seeing the new guys meshing in with the veterans?
It's good so far. The good thing is that we have a lot of eager guys that are willing to put the team first, and especially the Revolution guys, they came right in and. And they fit in with the group. We all have a common goal, and that's to win a championship. And I think everybody's on the same track. Yeah, it's looking really good, especially with the short amount of time and the changes that we've had. We're starting to gel really well in the locker room as well.
And, of course, this weekend you got the USL Pro's favorite scheduling trick, the back-to-back games, which nobody else does in any league around the world. I wish they would change that, but what are you going to do? We've got opening up against Tampa Bay, the expansion side, and you're going to have to be wary of the great scorer from the Rochester Lancers indoor team, Maurizio Salas. He had a goal over the weekend against the Portland Timbers reserves, which count in the standings, by the way. And then Sunday you go to Orlando against the regular season champs. The Lions lost just one game last year in the regular season, so it's certainly be a challenging weekend for you guys.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be a good test to see where we're at. Both those teams started quite a bit before us, so they're they've been going for a while. But it's good, though, to see where we're at, right off the bat. And it'll be good because, I think the team will be able to compete, even though we've only had 3 weeks. But we'll be looking to bring home, 3 points in each game, and a good result. I think it'll be a good test for us, and it'll kind of see where we're at to start the season.
Go ahead, Joe.
No, go ahead, Troy. Just from last year to this year, how would you rate the team? So far. I know that you guys are untested so far, but personnel-wise, as far as you comparison you can make between last year and this year, what is your opinion?
I would say this team's a lot more talented than last year's team. Through our whole, I think we have 20, maybe 23, 24 guys. We have a deep roster. There's, guys in every position that could start for us potentially in any game. So this year, we just have, I think if we could play with 22 players, we could probably fill 2 teams with the talent that we have. So, which is always good, especially in these back-to-back games like we start the season with. To have that depth is key in this league. And so moving forward, it's good competition in practice, and that's what's going to make us better. And it's going to, give us those results that we need.
I'm sure the team is looking forward to going down to nice warm weather down in Florida for these first 2 games. And Tampa and Orlando aren't that far apart, just a couple hours. So it's not a difficult transition between the 2 cities, at least. But the team, we're all looking forward to seeing you guys at the kickoff dinner on Wednesday the 24th at the Sport Club, 1250 Buffalo Road. And then, of course, the home opener on Saturday, May 4th against our good friends from Harrisburg, which we just love them so much, I'm sure. You guys will, you guys will have some nice kind words and actions for our friends in Harrisburg. So.
Yes, we will.
Thanks so much, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks for having me. See you guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Troy Roberts from the Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the captain of the team, and you can watch both matches on UNation, UNation.com, which probably still goes to USLNation.com. There's so many different aliases. You go to USLLive.com. It'll all work. You can see the Rhinos in action in Tampa on Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 6 against Orlando. Again, have your 2 computers so you can see the flash as well on Sunday. They're playing at the same time. When we come back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the USL
Soccer Report with Lancers Wall of Famer Michael Lewis right here at WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos kick off the 2013 USL Pro season with a pair of matches this weekend in Florida. The Rhinos face VSI Tampa Bay Flames on Saturday at 7:30 and the 2012 USL Pro regular season champion Orlando City Lions on Sunday at 6. Both matches can be seen online at uslnation.com. The Rhinos home opener is Saturday, May 4th at 7 p.m. against the Harrisburg City Islanders. Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the MVP Healthcare box office in Salem Stadium at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash kick off the inaugural NWSL season this Sunday at 6 p.m. on the road against Sky Blue FC, led by U.S. national team captain Christine Rampone. Information on live streaming of this match will be available this week at the Flash website, WNYFlash.com. The Flash will play their first home match on Saturday, April 27th at 7:35 p.m. against the Boston Breakers, featuring U.S. national team forwards Heather O'Reilly and Sydney LaRue. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 season tickets and flex packs to ensure you have the best seats in the house at Salem Stadium to see the Flash compete for their fourth straight title. Flash tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street in Rochester through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis is brought to you by Salins. Premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Good evening, Michael. How's things in New York City?
Incredibly nice, particularly the weather. We actually had a nice warm day here today.
How about that?
Yeah, it's cloudy in Rochester and it looked like it's going to rain. It almost rained a little bit, but hey, what are you going to do? It's still April.
It's better rain than snow.
Yeah, that's true. It's a foot snow in Colorado, so
yeah, I know.
Kind of blessings. So before we get to this week's things, Mike, tell us about the events in New York on Friday with the press conference and the big hoop-de-doo and with Mayor Bloomberg and the Sunil Gulati and all of that.
Well, unfortunately, Mayor Bloomberg did not attend the press conference at City Hall. We did see him leave. He had a rather stern look on his face. Maybe he's still mad about all the people drinking oversized drinks. But Wolfson, the deputy mayor, ran the press conference, and there was a proclamation for U.S. soccer being its 100th anniversary that day. And I think it was quite appropriate that here it is, they're not only doing it at City Hall, but where the charter of U.S. soccer was signed on April 5th, 1913, was several hundred yards away at the Astor Hotel, the Astor House Hotel. That building does not stand anymore, but it was quite appropriate. It wasn't a big crowd there, but it was a perfect setting. Afterwards, the U.S. soccer and several of the legends of the game, which included Walter Barr, Alex Dulles, Tab Ramos, Carly Lloyd, I think that's a familiar name to a few Rochester fans, Michelle Akers and April Heinrichs and Kobe Jones, they went to the Empire State Building where they lit up the building officially in red, white, and blue in honor of U.S. soccer that day. And essentially that was the big day on Friday. It was a nice time, Bart.
Now, the big question is, did they mention if the charter was signed in the bar or the pub? The reason I ask that is if you don't know, Michael knows, I'm sure, that the FA, the original agreement for the Football Association in England, was signed in the Freemasons Pub in Covent Garden, and I've been there a number of times. And it says right, there's a plaque on the wall that says the FA was founded in this booth in 1869. So,
well, I don't know if that was the case. It could be. I wound up doing a story for U.S. Soccer about the signing of the charter, and I'll tell you this, trying to find that information about that was like, you know, looking under rocks for info. It's not like you had anyone to interview a century later. And fortunately, between some old media guides that I had, books and some press clippings that U.S. Soccer had, I managed to piece together a story. But my gut feeling is there's probably a lot more interesting stuff that we don't know about. And who knows, it could have been done at a pub. Or I think some of the negotiations, I would not be surprised, occurred at a pub. Let's put it that way.
Well, looking back at the people that probably originated, the documents or the form, what we know now to be United States soccer, they were quite gentlemen that maybe they indulged in a little bit of,
spirits. Or wine and beer, yeah.
So the pub is probably the place where everything came together.
Very possible. I'm not going to go against that theory at all.
Well, Michael, the U.S. women were in action on Friday as well. They played a very exciting match against Germany, into a 3-3 tie. Abby got her 155th goal as a member of the national team, so she's three behind tying Mia Hamm and four away from breaking the record. And tomorrow the U.S. play Holland. The Dutch women are certainly not the caliber of the Dutch men. It's definitely a second or third tier European team from the women's side, so we could see a large scoreline. I mean, I don't know if Abby would get a hat trick or not, but we'll see what happens tomorrow afternoon.
Well, I think it depends how much she plays and how well the players around her play. My gut feeling is right now, I don't think Tom Cermani, the coach, is trying to overuse Abby Wambach at all. I think everyone knows she's going to get the record eventually. And if she goes at a goal-a-game pace, she'll be getting it sometime this summer, probably.
In Rochester, I hope.
That'd be a perfect setting, wouldn't it?
Well, they'd have to get another match here. That would be something. And is this where Mia Hamm got her 100th career goal? Was here at Frontier Field, so it would be appropriate. But the women are going to run. It's on ESPN3. You can watch it online. The U.S. against Holland, and of course Abby will be back here for the NWSL opener on Sunday against Sky Blue. And Michael, you're going to be down in Jersey to see that match.
At the moment, I don't have plans. I'll have someone from Big Apple Soccer covering it just because I've got some other personal plans up here in New York. But there's always a plan B.
Very good,
Mike. It certainly is. And, Mike, one last thing I want to get to. Didn't get to it with Dick, so I want to mention it to you. The CONCACAF Champions League, of course, with Tropigol.com, you guys certainly covering this tournament. And MLS disappointed in the home matches last weekend. Two losses, 1-0 for Seattle against Santos Laguna, and LA losing late 2-1 to Monterey. So the Galaxy and the Sounders have their work cut out for them this week. If they need a result in Mexico, and that's few and far between for U.S. MLS teams down in Mexico.
And especially giving up goals in their own place, and away goals count. And it's going to be very, very difficult for both MLS teams, Seattle and L.A., to get out. I won't say impossible, because I've learned in sports nothing is impossible, but you're talking about the two top teams in Mexico, if not CONCACAF. These two teams tussled for the Champions League title last year, Monterrey winning for the second year in a row. So it's going to be very, very difficult for them to get a result, let alone scoring enough goals to come out of there with victory.
Well, what are you going to do? It's just, soccer, it's a funny game and a great game, but and funny at times, because the unpredictable always is predictable.
And
I think that's why so many of us are soccer fans and sports fans. You just don't know what's going to happen. And like I said, it'll be difficult, but I don't want to say, I never want to say never, because... Mm-hmm. I've seen too many strange things happen, own goals, two goals scored in stoppage time by the same player. I mean, it doesn't happen too often, but strange things do happen. But saying that, a U.S. team trying to pull off a result in the second leg of a series where they're trailing, Mexicans are going to both Mexican clubs are going to pack it in when they have to, and I don't blame them. I would play the same way. Once you've got that magic lead, you're not going to give it up, not with a ticket to the championship series at stake.
Well, Mike, thanks for being with us. We're running out of time, and we'll talk to you next week. Hopefully, we'll have some good news from MLS. We'll see what happens, but good luck. Have fun this weekend with everything you're doing. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Hey, thank you very much. Have a good one, gentlemen.
Bye-bye, Mike. Appreciate
it. You too, Mike. Bye-bye.
Michael
Thank
Lewis,
you.
Here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael and Dick Howard, of course, always on every week to give us the latest on U.S. and international soccer. We want to thank Samantha Kerr from The Flash, Mike Cipolla, all the Flash people. Flash in action Sunday against Sky Blue, 6 p.m. Troy Roberts from the Rhinos, Greg Stanton and the Rhino staff. They'll be playing twice, Saturday 7:30 at Tampa Bay and Sunday at Orlando at 6 o'clock. Both matches at USLNation.com. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis in New York, Bob D'Angelo at WISL Central. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WISL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Say goodnight, Joe.
One note.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.